this is the story that got me interested in benefits planning. It was my first experience in the field. I mean, I was fresh out of my practicum with BVR and had come into working at this agency, a vocational agency, as a job coach. So it was my first job coaching assignment. It was very important. You know, I was proving myself. You know, not having good benefits planning, or not having benefits planning at all, is one of those things that can be devastating to a person who takes the chance of going to work. You know, it doesn't support recovery when people don't get this information up front. And an example is the one I talked about earlier with my first experience in the field was with a person who I was job coaching with, doing a good job, got a lot out of working, really enjoyed her work. Her employer really enjoyed her. She was working in a food court in a grocery store, kind of in the deli area and in the food prep area. She was doing food prep and, you know, deli meats and cheeses and that kind of thing, and was busing tables in the area because there's a little area where you could sit and eat. You could go to the salad bar and get a salad and stuff. And she loved it. I mean, she was thrilled with the job. She was happy. And one day she just didn't show up. And it was all because of a benefits issue that was really easy to take care of. And that if I had known what I was doing at the time, if it hadn't been my first experience, if I had known the Social Security stuff, and if we had done benefits planning, we could have made it so that never happened.